Robots are being used in industry assembly lines to carry out medical operations and in the military. But some Japanese companies are producing robots for use in the home as companions. We would like to introduce three models that are more or less affordable. Japanese car maker Toyota sells the Kurobo Mini, a small robot designed for cuteness. So far, the robot can only understand Japanese. But it can respond when spoken to and can ask some questions. A smartphone application provides many communications functions for the robot. If you talk with Kurobo, it can remember the content of a discussion. The robot can learn your name if you put it into the smartphone app that is updated periodically. In this way, the robot can get smarter and will be able to grow up over time. Toyota is considering connecting Kurobo to car navigation and smart driving uses. The robot does connect with the latest model of the Toyota Prius. But the robot is only able to perform basic functions like reminding the driver to turn off the headlights. The robot is small, only 10 centimeters tall, and its price is $350. Sony is the Japanese maker of the PlayStation video game system and many electronic devices. Now, the company is again producing a dog robot called Aibo. Sony stopped producing the first version of the robot 12 years ago. The improved Aibo is about 30 centimeters long and has natural-looking eyes. It is much cuter than the earlier version. The eyes also have a camera, so you can take a picture while playing with Aibo. The dog robot can respond to a pink ball and plastic bone like real dogs. Sony says Aibo's brain is based in an internet cloud service. The idea is that over time, and with the owner's effort, Aibo can develop its own artificial intelligence. The dog robot can interact with users and respond to voices. Sony is considering overseas sales, but has not decided yet. However, Aibo is much more costly, with a price of about $1,800. Kubo looks more like a cushion than a robot. Yukai Engineering in Tokyo makes Kubo, which has no face or legs. The robot only has a body and a tail. However, the company says the cushion with a tail can provide a therapeutic effect for people by waving its tail slowly as a response to caresses and tapping. The tail is called a therapy tail. Kubo is the biggest of the robots at 33 centimeters in length. It is now available to order in Japan and the United States and is expected to be sent out later this year. Kubo is the least costly of these robots at $90, but it does not have the ability to learn from its surroundings. I'm Jonathan Evans.